Welcome back to the Region 5 basketball tournament here. We got the Wrangell Wolves, Haynes Glacier Bears going at it. The Wolves will be on defense to start this second quarter of action. Glacier Bears having a tough time here. 20-3 is the score right now. Glacier Bears can't figure out the pressure here, and they're able to turn the basketball back over. Bum out to Cox. Cox takes a drive, jumper from just beyond a three-point arc, a little bit short, rebound down to Stokes. Trent Stokes comes away with it, and they're quick down the court again. They go back up, put the shot up, and no, they're checking into the ball game was number 24. That was Keith. He put up the shot, didn't go, but the Wolves come away with the basketball. Back to Gerald. Gerald's going to be called for the travel as he made a move off that right-hand side. So Keith checks into the ball game for the Wolves. And we're going to have a substitution, I think. Looks like Matthew Green has a bloody nose, so they are going to make a substitution. Sage comes off the bench real quick for the Glacier Bears. They'll get things cleaned up here as down there on the fracas somewhere along the line. He got bumped in the nose, it looks like, so the officials will take care of it. Just beginning second quarter action here. Doug mentioned that we can't let it get out of hand any farther than this here. It's a 3-20 on the score. Rebounding, the Glacier Bears only come away with, three boards in that one?
Four
rebounds in that one. The Wolves coming away with 10 in there, but shooting percentage-wise, Glacier Bears struggled from the field.
Yeah, they were 1 for 8 for 12%, Wolves 7 for 17, 41% in that first quarter.
Well, yeah, I mean, the pressure is there, and you've got to be able to handle that. Wrangell has always been known for their pressure, and it definitely is showing right now. All right, it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball, far side of the court here. Sage will get the ball back into Fowler. Three-quarter pressure. Now the Wolves drop back to half-court pressure. Fowler gets it across, right inside to Swinton, takes a couple dribbles down along the baseline. Wants to go inside to Palmieri, but not able to get it. Coming away with the basketball was Gillen for the Wolves, and he heads down, goes left-hand side to Stokes, over to Teat, back to Stokes again. He goes back inside to Brother, puts up a little jumper inside as Trent Stokes got the bucket as he got good position down low. And Blake just gave him the ball. He turned around and put it up and in. Swinton goes right inside to Cox, working along that baseline. 7 minutes to go, and now he's going to draw the foul as Cox put up the shot here on the right baseline from about 8 feet out, but was able to draw the foul, so that'll send it there. Foul's on number four, Trent Stokes. That'll be his second personal foul. Fourth team foul on the Wolves at the free throw line. Cox gets the first one to go, and that's the first point of the ball game for him as he was 8 for 15 from the free throw line last night, so I know he wants to get that percentage up. This one goes on the way, looks good and is, so he gets another one from there. And the Wolves quickly get the ball back in. Stokes, Blake, Brent Stokes, he brings it down, or Blake Stokes does. Now he turns the basketball back over. Cox is going all the way hard to the hoop. Going to be knocked off the bottom. There's going to be a foul on it here as Fowler hustled down, filled that other lane, and got the rebound off of the miss. So it is going to be a foul on the Wrangell Wolves. Hustling down the court nicely, that. Number 34, Tyler Gillen. That'll be his first personal foul. Glacier Bears will have the basketball under their basket. Hudson looks, gets the foul back in, almost knocked away. Now he's tied up. Gerald rips it right out of the hands of Cox, and so he'll bring it up. Long cross-court pass. He gets it to Blake Stokes. They go right-hand side. Shot is up by the Wolves. Doesn't go, however, as Gillen put it up, but rebound comes back down. Hustling back down the court, up and in is Trevor Cox, and he's got 4 points in the ballgame. Quickly comes Gerald down. Blake Stokes, he wants the shot, changes his mind, however, and they come back out, reverse it around. Keith will put up the shot off the glass, back of the iron, rebound comes back down to the Wolves. That was Stokes coming away with that one. Blake does, he goes back inside to Gillen, puts it up, doesn't go, rebound, comes back down in the hands of Gillen, and he comes away with it, but then squeezed between two Wolves, there's one Glacier Bear, that's Trevor Cox. Bryce Gerald's going to pick up his first personal. 16 foul on the Wolves already. Not surprised at that, how aggressive they are on it, though. Glacier Bears just have to take advantage. Goes to Fowler. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Cox goes down, puts up jumper about 6 bits short on it. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Miller, and he'll quickly get the ball down the court. They go right-hand side back to Gerald. He steps up, three-pointer on the way, a little bit short. Rebound fought for. Cox comes up with it. A one-on-two break. Cox comes down, wants to go with a jumper, and he's got it. Trevor Cox picks up his 6 point. Took advantage of it, came across, and was got a little jumper. Goes to Gerald. He comes back down, goes hard to the hoop, but he's going to be tied up on the rebound as Gerald missed the easy little lay-in. It's going to be Wrangell basketball under their basket. And who Tietl inbound it for the Wolves. Looking, still can't get in. 2-3 zone defense by the Glacier Bears. Goes to Gerald. He puts it up a little bit too hard off the glass. Going to be off of Hudson Sage and out of bounds, however. So it's going to go right back to the Wolves. 5:31 to go here. 9-22 is the score. Now we're going to take a timeout by the Wrangell Wolves here. It's just a 30-second timeout here. Glacier Bears kind of getting a little bit back into it here. They've gotten 9 points here, kind of come away with 6 more points here. Wrangell Wolves haven't been scoring quite as proficiently as they did early on.
Well, Glacier Bears, when they've been able to score, is when they've been able to get out and transition. When one of them is able to get a steal, mainly a couple times Trevor, and get out and try and just attack the basket. Anytime they get into half court there, when the Wolves get back and set up their defense, it's Glacier Bears are having lots of trouble getting to the basket.
Well, and Trevor, of course, too, he's been doing a good job because it's been a long number of times it's been one-on-two, and he's still able to get the shot up. All right, going to be Wolves basketball under their basket. 5:31 to go here in the second quarter. Heat with the basketball. Looking. Now there's a whistle here. Let's see. Officials are all looking at each other, say, I didn't do it. All right, Heat with the basketball. They go back inside. Oh, right down the center of the lane. Nobody there is Gillen, as he just goes up and gets the easy hook out of it. Goes to Swinton. Swinton breaks inside. He puts it up and in. Well, Dylan Swinton goes hard to the hoop. That's his 5th point of, gives the 11 for the Glacier Bears. Teat gets across the half-court line all the way over to Gillen. He'll put up the shot a little bit too hard off the glass. Sage comes down with it, reverses the ball back to Cox on the dribble in the left-hand side. A lot of pressure being applied by Miller, and he's going to be called for the foul. And the official walks this direction. It is going to be, and that will be his 2nd, Dawson Miller. 2nd personal foul. Substitution, Trent Stokes is coming back into the ball game. Who's coming out? Teat will check out real quick here for the Wolves. 5:04 to go, 5 minutes, 4 seconds to go, first half of play. Cox back at the free throw line. 6 points so far this afternoon. This one's on its way, and it's good. He picks up another one from the free throw line. I know the Sage is dropping way back here because the Wolves, if they get the rebound, they're on the run, so he's going to make sure that not somebody's back there. This one's off the back of the iron. Rebound comes back down to Stokes. That's Blake Stokes. He quickly gets the ball back down to Miller. He puts it up and in. Just like I said, they don't waste any time. 2 passes, and it was there. Goes back to Fowler. He comes all the way down, puts the shot up. Rebound ends up back in the hands of Gillen, and he brings it up across the half-court line. Looks like Stegan will check in at the next chance for the Glacier Bears. Back to Gillen. Back over side to Blake Stokes, and he buries the 3. So he's got 2 threes in the ball game. Extends the lead to 29-12. 4:30 to go in this first half of play. Goes to Sage. Goes over to Swinton. Down to Cox, breaking that left-hand lane. Puts up the shot and draws a foul. As Trevor Cox got down low, went right to the hoop and was able to draw the foul. Fouls on 23. Miller, that'll be his 3rd. Suspect there'll probably be a sub for him here right shortly. 29-14, 15-point lead by the Wrangell Wolves. Stegan does come into the basketball game. Coach Stokes is talking to Miller, saying, well, all right, you got 3. I guess he's going to leave him in there. Comes back to Cox with the free throw, in and out, no rebound. Comes down to Swinton, however. He kicks it back out. Cox with a 3-pointer on the way, a little bit too hard off the rim. Rebound comes back down the hands of Trent Stokes. And he gets it off to Gerald. Gerald comes back, and now he's going to be called for the travel as he looked over to the side and took an extra step there. And, of course, the official comes down that side, too. So they're both standing about 5 feet apart. Didn't take much to figure that one out. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Stegan, left-hand side to Cox. Cox got a lot of pressure on him. He goes right-hand side to Swinton on the baseline. They try to go into Palmieri. Coming over the back was Gerald, however. Palmieri had the block down low. They were trying to go back inside, but Gerald comes across, and it's Palmieri. We're going at the 1-1 opportunity. That's a 19 foul on the Wolves right now, so that's going to be Dylan Palmieri at the free throw line. He struggled from there last night. This is his first chance here from the line. This one's up on its way, a bit short. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Gerald for the Wolves. He gets it off to Blake Stokes. Back to Gerald beyond the three-pointer. Back to Blake Stokes. Three-pointer on the way. This looks good and is. So he picks up another one from there, and that's 9 points. All of them coming as three-pointers. 32-14 is the score now. The Wolves have a big lead. Alley-oop inside. Stolen away by the Wolves on the pass. Going back down, up, and in is Gillen as he picks up his 2 points. Made that steal, went right to the hoop, and collected the bucket. 3:30 to go here in this first half of play. Back to Cox, comes across the half-court line, spins around. Three Wolves around him. Now he goes to Swinton on the baseline. Swinton gets the baseline out of it. Stoss puts up the shot. Partially checked. Palmieri comes away with the rebound. Doesn't get it to go. Ball goes out, and last touch by Sage on that outlet pass. Fowler comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Just got enough of the hand on it. Forced that turnover here. All right. Wolves will bring it up across. Blake Stokes stops. Looks like he wanted to shoot the three. Doesn't, however. And back to Miller. Back to Stokes. Blake Stokes way out beyond the three-point arc. We are going to have a substitution here at the next opportunity for the Wrangell Wolves. Come back out to the top. Gillen wants to go back inside to Gerald. Takes one dribble, and he's going to be called for the travel again. So it looks like Garrett Miller is going to check into the ball game. Who's going to come out here? Let's see, Gerald is going to come out of the basketball game, so we got Garrett Miller into the ball game for the Wolves. Cox with the dribble across the half court line. He's got three Wolves around him. Now there's going to be a foul on it. See which one it's going to be. As I said, there were a lot of Wolves surrounding him. It could have been any one of them, but it's going to be Blake Stokes. That'll be his first personal foul. Cox back at the free throw line. 9 points so far this afternoon. 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Shot's on its way. Nothing but net on that one. So he picks up one from there. That'll be his 10th point. Glacier Bears down 34-15. 2:51 to go here in this first half of play. This one is just off to the side. Palmieri hustles over and gets it for the Glacier Bears, however. Gets it into Swinton's hands along the baseline. He wants the shot. Puts it up for about 6. A little bit short. Green, who checked into the ballgame at that last chance. Ball ends up in Sage's hands. He puts up the shot, up and in. So Hudson Sage finally gets his first 2 points of the ball game. 17-34 now. Glacier Bears with the 17. Unfortunately, they try to go inside and off the bounce pass, but ends up in Stokes' hand as Trent comes away with it. Back outside to Miller. He wanted the jumper. Back to Trent Stokes. He puts up a little hook shot. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Sage for the Glacier Bears, and they hustle up the court. On the right-hand side, reverse dribble, comes by Cox, kicks it over to Swinton, shot from the baseline, a little bit strong, Palmieri comes down with it, he puts it up, he's a little short on it, rebound fought for, goes out of bounds, let's see which way it goes, it's going to be Wrangell basketball, 2 minutes to go in the first half of play, 34-17, Garrett Miller gets the ball back into Blake Stokes' hands, full court pressure, alley-oop all the way down as they go to Trent Stokes, to Miller, stop, jumper rim about 6, off the rim, iron, but Garrett Miller comes away with the rebound. He just went right up and took it from everybody that was there. Comes back out to the top now as Gillen wants to go inside. Wolves are just kind of running a weave pattern out at the top. Back to Garrett Miller, all the way back over to Tyler Gillen. Back out to Stokes. He'll jump from the free throw line, just a bit short on it. Bounces around, rebound down to Sage for the Glacier Bears, over to Cox. He wants that baseline. Good defense by the Wolves. Cox puts up the shot, a bit short. Rebound ends up in the hands of Trent Stokes. And Blake Stokes, his brother, will just slowly bring it across the half-court line at the 1:15 mark of the first half of play. Wrangell 34, Haynes 17. They're coming back out of the top. Zone defense by the Glacier Bears. Looks like the Wolves are just going to be patient. Just run a little clock here as they're way beyond the three-point arc here. Just letting the clock run. Coach Ray Stokes is giving directions out there, what he wants the kids to do. Back out to the top. Back over to Blake Stokes. He's on the dribble. 50 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Back out to Gellert Miro. Almost stolen away by Swinton, but ends up in Miller's hands as Swinton did get a hand on it. Now they go to Trent Stokes on the left-hand side. Gillen out at the top with the basketball. Reverses it back to Blake Stokes. Green steps out just a little bit. Back over to Gillen. 30 seconds to go in this first half of play. Wolves are content just to run about a minute 15 off the clock before they take this last shot. They lead 34-17, however, so they can run some time off the clock, and it's exactly what they're doing. Out at the top, nobody putting any pressure on. 15 seconds to go. Blake Stokes down to 12 seconds to go. Now he steps in to set the offense. Comes the right hand, left-hand side to his brother Trent Stokes, who puts it up. Rebound, though, by Gillen, and he puts it up. Still doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath, and Green comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Two really good opportunities for the Wrangell Wolves. Couldn't get either one of those to go. Well, we're going to end this first quarter of play, or first half of play, with the Wrangell Wolves finishing 34 points, while the Haynes Glacier Bears only coming away with 17. So we're going to turn it back to the KHN studios for about 8 minutes.